Business on Board with Kerry Herford-Jones.
Thank you for joining me on board my floating studio for another Business on Board show as I meet up with more of the people behind the latest tech and apps that are helping more of us get out onto the water. Today I'm meeting up with David Moore, the man behind VisiBirth, an online booking system and app that was born out of the fact that many South Coast marinas now appear to be full, with potential visitors becoming more and more frustrated by the logjam that's ensued. I began our chat by asking him how he identified there was a problem that needed his solution.
I am a boater, which is where the concept came from, my own frustrations with finding berths in the last few years. We have a Princess V39, so a motorboat.
We don't hold that against you. That's all fine.
We're all boaters. We all like being on the water. That's my philosophy.
That's what sets us apart from everybody else. David, what is it about this app, about this concept? What gave you this whole raison d'etre for starting it off and getting it off the ground?
It stems from the fact that most marinas are now full. So I think in the past, they may run at sort of 20, 30%. Vacant berths that they could use for visitors. I don't think many marinas have ever had actually dedicated visitor pontoons as such, but they've used empty annual berths to let out to visitors. But now I think a lot of them are full. I know our marina has been running a waiting list even, and plenty of marinas on the South Coast now seem to be at capacity or more, and it's a logjam. Obviously, if you ring a marina and they say we have to wait until the boat goes out, but the boat can't go out because they've got nowhere to go themselves. So it is the epitome of a logjam. And what we're really trying to do is get the boats moving, get some visibility on visitor berths, and free the logjam up a bit. That's it, in essentially.
Great principle. Sounds like a really good idea. It's been talked about by, I'm sure, some of the big marinas before now, about trying to find a way of, as you quite rightly say, freeing up berths to make things more accessible for people. You need to get the marinas on board. How's that going?
That's the challenge. We're about to launch a trial, which is five strategically placed marinas. So we've got Gunwharf Quays in Portsmouth Harbour, we have got Cowes Yacht Haven in Cowes, Southampton Town Quay, Lymington Yacht Haven and Poole Quay Boat Haven. So we've got the East and the West Solent, Central Solent and obviously going down to Poole. Purposely wanted to not approach all of them at the moment, just to try what works, find out what doesn't work, see how we can improve it, because as you quite rightly say, the key to its success is marina participation. So we need to get that right to maximise the participation. Their main reservation really is that they've all got their own systems and ways of doing things. They're all different. Some of them are quite high tech, some of them are still using paper diaries. And to try and ask them to add another element into their administration, i.e. using a third-party booking system, there will be some resistance to it. But I'm hoping that, you know, slowly but surely we can show everybody that it's for everybody's benefit. Because unless we solve this problem, the enjoyment of boating, certainly on the South Coast, will be tarnished. It's hassle. It has been hassle for the last few years trying to find a berth. So I think it's in everybody's interest that we work together and try and make it a bit easier.
You've mentioned there a few marinas you're going to be trying this out with. They've got on board, they're early adopters. Clearly they can see some mileage in it. That must be encouraging from your point of view.
It is very encouraging on both sides. There's boaters and there's marinas. Some see the merits and some don't. But I think it's widely accepted that there is a problem. It's just how we best deal with it. The ones that are possibly resistant to it, marina-wise, are not because they don't see the benefit of it, but they're just hesitant in implementing it into their own systems, I think.
And you can understand why, can't you?
Yes, no, definitely. But, you know, the hotel industry's managed it. This is a much smaller industry. Shouldn't be too difficult. So, yeah, hopefully we remain positive and see how it goes.
So there's going to be some monetization in here. Clearly, you're not doing this because you have a charitable aspect from it. So literally, this is a business model from your point of view. But hopefully it should be cutting both ways. It's a business and for the marinas themselves.
Well, it's not my main business. It really is to solve a problem that I find in my boating life. Obviously, I do need to get my costs back, so there will be a nominal cost. It's going to be as close to free as I can make it, but it won't be free. In order to maximise the participation of mariners and to remove any barriers, certainly initially mariners won't be asked to contribute at all. So we're looking at sort of a nominal subscription of maybe sort of £1.50 a month from vessel owners, which, as I say, is as close to free as it can be. And yeah, mariners, if they take it on board, it will hopefully improve their businesses. If it's widely adopted, they will hopefully see less phone calls and emails on a busy Friday and Saturdays. They would hopefully see fewer no-shows. People don't bother turning up at the night that they don't tell them. I've sat in marinas that purported to be full and looking at empty berths, and it's not the marina's fault. It's because nobody's told them that they're not coming. So our app will be able to remind boaters that they've booked a berth on a particular day. It will remind them if they've booked more than one berth that they need to cancel one to leave only one berth. So yeah, there are some benefits for the mariners as well.
The other perhaps obstacle that I could see from this is, of course, it's about the berth holders themselves notifying their marina office that they're going off for 2, 3, 4 days or whatever the case may be. Any incentives, any thoughts on how mariners can help berth holders to notify them when they're leaving their berth?
When a berth holder leaves their berth, the marina will receive an email. If it's a participating marina, we'll receive an email to say that they have booked a berth somewhere else, assuming, again, they obviously book it through the app. The marina then will decide if they would like to list it. They may want to ring the vessel owner and ask them can they list it. So there is an automatic mechanism to marinas to list a berth if they so wish. So, again, that should assist the situation.
Sounds like you've got some traction already, and I'm really impressed by this, David. So I think it's fantastic that you're taking the bull by the horns. But it's a risk, whatever way you do it. But it is, you say, if you don't do it, somebody else might, or it may not happen, which would be a shame. What about the actual future for it? Let's say these five marinas really kick off and it all goes really well. What's your vision?
Well, one step at a time, I think. We want to see it up and running along the Solent, where the real problem is. If we can get it working there and improving the experience for boaters and mariners, then, yeah, I mean, there's boats all over the world, aren't there? I think it really comes into its own where there's a shortage of visitor berths. Once we get established, that's something to look at for the future. Right now, I think the problem is that the other apps that are doing this, they are taking too much of a broad look at it. I'm trying to focus on a specific problem in a specific area and solve it, which is why to solve this problem, we have to offer instant availability through the app, and we have to offer the ability to book through the app. The other apps that are similar functionality, but not the same, they don't offer live availability. And the booking, from what I understand, the booking is simply an email to a marina. So you may as well ring the marina. If you're going to sit there and wait for them to reply to an email, it doesn't really solve the problem you have on a Friday of where you're going to go. You can send out five emails, but until the marinas reply to, you don't know. Whereas if you can see in 5 seconds who's got berths to suit your size of boat, then that is really solving the problem. And as I say, if we can solve it on the South Coast, then we can look further afield. But right now, I just want to keep focus.
Sounds like you've got a very clear idea what you want and how you want to, as you say, solve this problem. What can people do and how can people access the app, David, and when will it start to go live?
Well, we're hoping to send the link out to 40 volunteers who've kindly volunteered through a Facebook post that I put out. That link will probably go out either next week or the following week, and then we'll trial that for a few weeks, and then hopefully within the next month to 6 weeks we will be on the App Store ready for public download.
You must be sort of quite tingly about the idea of it actually going live, because clearly there's been a lot of planning, a lot of time has gone into this.
Yes, and that will be obviously crunch time. We've tried to think of everything. I've been testing it privately amongst a few friends as well for the last week or so. I wanted to keep it simple. I don't want to do anything that it doesn't need to do. It just needs to focus on one thing, that's seeing what berths they've got and being able to book them. So assuming that works, which we are confident it will, yeah, it's getting it out there, getting the users subscribed, and I'll put the platform out there and the functionality. Then it's up to boat owners and it's up to mariners for us all to, you know, embrace it. The more people that embrace it, the more success it is. The only way to reduce the logjam is to have all the party to it, for want of a better expression.
I like your metaphor.
And I'm just one of the logs. And so are you.
True. Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, as business on board, we've managed to clear at least one space on a marina by setting off and circumnavigating the UK, David. We've got our bit for the log jam down there for the time being, at least. So literally looking forward now, in the next month or two, then you'll start to get that feedback. You'll start to adapt it, I presume, and start moving it around. And then I presume once you've got a bit of head of steam, that should hopefully help drive more marinas to take part.
Yes, indeed. Once we can show it working and we've got some marina feedback from the marinas that are participating, then we can tweak it, then we can approach all the other marinas and take it from there. So yeah, it's one step at a time. The first step is to test it on a smaller scale, and then we can start talking to more marinas.
David, it sounds great. Really, really good on you for taking up the cudgels. I wish you the very, very best of luck with it. Will you join us again and let us know how you're getting on in a couple of months' time?
Absolutely, I'd love to. Yes. Good news, hopefully.
Well, we look forward to following your story with great interest. David Moore, thank you for joining Business On Board and talking about your new app.
Thanks for having me.
VisiBirth are now collecting email addresses for people who would like to be notified when the app goes live. So if you'd like to be part of it, just go to visibirth.com and enter your details. Thank you for listening to today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do leave me some feedback, and if you feel so disposed, perhaps rate the show with 5 stars. If you'd like to hear more from some of my wonderful guests, just search for Kerry Herford Jones. That's C-E-R-I Herford Jones. Hope we can catch up again soon.
Business On Board with Kerry Herford Jones.